Black lawmakers are calling for Columbia Republican Sheila Butt to lose her leadership post in the state House of Representatives. The plea comes after Butt took to the House floor to defend a Facebook post that many are calling offensive. In a two-minute speech, Butt told lawmakers she's disappointed anyone took offense to the online comment, which she made in January and quickly took down. In that post, Butt said there should be a Council on Christian Relations and an NAAWP. The names played on those of the NAACP and the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim group that first publicized the remark. Butt says she was trying to be inclusive.
I strongly believe that this nation is better off when we all adhere to our Christian values and beliefs.
Many legislators applauded. Afterward, the House's third-ranking Republican, Glenn Cassada, issued a statement that urged other lawmakers to defend Western values and culture against radical Islam. Black lawmakers, however, were united in their anger. Speaking on their behalf, National Representative Brenda Gilmore said Butt had previously questioned interracial marriage and seemed to minimize slavery, statements they consider racist.
If you just take that one remark, I would agree that all of us are human and we misspeak, but when you take it in its totality, I think that there's been a pattern established and a tone is being set.
They called on Butt to be stripped of her title as GOP floor leader, even though the position is largely ceremonial. House Speaker Beth Harwell resisted their plea. She said Butt didn't speak for other Republicans. However, it would be up to her GOP colleagues to decide whether Butt should step down. For National Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.